But one point which, you know, I'm pretty focused on is the idea that Tosfos brings up on Beis Amud Aleph, which is really like, maybe Nazir doesn't really belong in Seder Nashim, maybe it should be in Seder Kadshim because it's so korban oriented, right? There's a chatas, an ola, and a shlamim. It's a threefold korban. We even talked about the idea of Rabbi Meir in the Mishnah that we'll come back to, that somebody who just references bringing birds, which isn't part of the natural korban of the Nazir, but just I'll bring birds, we should assume, oh, he must want to be a Nazir. That's like a very interesting, you know, way of understanding such a formulation. On Beis Amud Beis, the idea that, okay, maybe I don't want to be the Nazir, but Ehei means I'm going to take on his korbanos, that somebody would try to get in through the back door and be like a Nazir, only the Inyan korban, is very fascinating. And we'll come back to all of this. So that was really point number one. Point number two, you know, that we dealt with is the tension. On the one hand, it's Isho Isha Ki Yafli, the idea of Hafla'a, which requires a clear and precise articulation. And on the other hand, we talked about the idea of Yados Nedarim having a special chavivos, because it's not explicit, and we're always attached to those things which require a little bit harder work in terms of Talmud Torah. Isha Isha Ki Yafli Lindor Neder Nazir Lahazir Lashem. So those two words at the end, Nazir Lahazir, so that means that Yados and Kinuyim are valid. And we talked about different ways of getting to Yad, right, formulations that are certainly not explicit, but can be, let's say, pushed over the threshold by contextual evidence, such as a guy playing with his hair, such as a Nazir walking in front of him. And this tied into the broader question, especially according to Shmuel, who's very active in the sugya of Yadayim, Shena Mochichos, Havyin Yadayim or Lo Havyin Yadayim. Do we generally relate to imprecise formulations, whether it's in Kiddushin, Nedarim, Naziris, do we relate to them as valid or not? And thirdly, and finally, this is the point that we were talking about when we finished up, is the issue of Reb Lazar HaKapar. Reb Lazar HaKapar, who we talked about on Sunday night and talked about again, says the Chatas of the Nazir is associated with Ve'asher Chatal HaNefesh, Chatal Nefesh Atzmo, Shetzir Atzmo Minayayin, that the whole idea of being a Nazir is highly problematic. Again, many different views on the topic as we discussed, Rashi, the Rambam, in the middle. But Rashi's approach, rooted in Reb Lazar HaKapar, is the idea of restricting yourself more than the Torah restricted you. Maybe that's a problem. We're supposed to, obviously, with moderation. Reb Lazar HaKapar was not advocating, a glorification of drunkenness, God forbid. But, you know, to take this kind of an eder was problematic. So the Gemara suggested, oh, maybe he was only saying for people who fail in their Naziros. So we noted, Tosfos says, that's not what he says. That's not what he says at all. Reb Lazar HaKapar has a much, more direct formulation. He says, okay, maybe what Reb Lazar HaKapar made to say is he's ambivalent about it. There's a tzad mitzvah shabo and a tzad chet shabo, but again, we're going to see that that's very difficult in terms of Reb Lazar HaKapar's view as it appears in the Gemara. Okay, good. So that brings us back to Gimel Amud Aleph, where the Gemara discusses this question of Yados and Kinuyim, and to get into a little bit more detail. Just, I guess I should review one quick point, is that Kinuyim, again, as we saw in Nedarim, can be one of two things, either the Lashon Chachamim, as we saw, and we're going to go through them, or the vernacular, the Lishonos of Umos Ha'olam. So we're at the two dots, six lines down, where it says, Hareini Kazeh. Kazeh, again, is Yados. It's in inexplicit, somewhat ambiguous formulation. Hinami detafos bisaro, Hareini Kazeh lo amar. So even if he's holding onto his hair, he didn't say, I will be like this person. So Amar Shmuel, kigon shahaya nazir, over lefanav. So Shmuel says, we require more contextual information, the same point that Shmuel made, and we accept this the halacha. Shmuel made this point, yeah, as we saw yesterday, that we need the Nazir to be moving in front of him. Hareini misalsel. Misalsel, again, is famous from Rashi, Vehu Na'ar, at the beginning of Parashas Vayeshev. Misalsel Basaro, sort of twirling or playing with one's hair.
Rabbi, had some drone action again.
Okay, all right, hopefully.
Rabbi Shmuel.
Okay, all right. Okay, very good. So Shmuel, again, was the one who says that you need to have the contextual support of Kigon Shahaya Nazir over Lefanav. Okay. Hareini Misalsil. So Imai Dahadin Silsil Sa'ara How do we know that silsol relates to hair? Again, Rashi very famously says in the context of, you know, Parshas Vayeshev, v'hu na'ar, na'ar meaning misalsel bisaro. So he's like, amalei hayim amasa devei rabbi v'hu gavrad masai ata misalsel bisaracha. Very famous Gemara. There was the chief of staff of Rebbe's house was Amase Devei Rebbe. She ran the show over there. Remember, we saw her at the end of the Gemara in Ksuvos, her very famous sugya about end of life. Remember, they were all davening for Rebbe, and she dropped the pitcher so that it would sound like a grenade explosion, and they stopped davening. And that's important in terms of end of life care, knowing when to say when. It's one of the most grave decisions a person can ever be involved in. But anyway, she's you know, famous for her teaching us a lot of words and etymology. So she also chewed out some guy who was playing with his hair, and she said, like, what are you doing, man? Until when are you going to play with your hair? Like, you know, cut it out. Okay, maybe we learned it from Amase Devei Rabbi. Eima, the Gemara says, Torah dechsev sal sala utra memecha. Amr Shmuel, hachanami shetafos bisa'aro. So it could have meant salsala, the same way that a person might twirl their hair. It's a very beautiful image of twirling the Torah. That salsala utram emecha, that if you twirl the Torah, twirling the Torah is a very beautiful image in terms of learning it. Twirling it means that, like, you look at it from every angle, you consider it, you contemplate it. So maybe it means that the person is committing themselves to, you know, greater and more in-depth limud haTorah. So Shmuel says also, you're right, it could be that. So Shmuel, as we know, his view in this context is you either need a nazir walking in front of you, or the person is literally holding on to their hair so as to remove any ambiguity. Hareini michalkel, michalkel. How do we know that that's yados nazirus? So my dahadin chilkol sa'arahu, k'detnan sid, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, k'dei lasud chilkol. Okay, so this is in the context of a completely, you know, different discussion, a personal hygiene. And the Gemara says, how do I know that that's the kind of chilkol that the person was referring to? Marav bas tida. In that case, it was a hair piece. Eima meizin ania kidatziv vayichalkel Yosef es avi besachav lechem lefi atav. Chilkol is the same shorish as sustaining. So Amr Shmuel also. Hachanami shetafos bisa'aro. That we're talking about something that relates to hair because he's holding on to his hair. Otherwise, it could very much mean that, just like we said before, maybe the person is committing themselves to learning Torah, twirling through the Torah. Maybe the person is committing themselves to being a greater Baal Tzedakah, right? Why shouldn't we assume that? That's, you know, in a certain sense, much less controversial. So Shiluach, right, has many different meanings. One of the primary meanings of, you know, is Vayishlach Yaakov Malachim Lefanav Eliyasav Achiv Arzah Seir Sedei Edom is to send emissaries. So how do I know? And again, etymologically, you can understand why to send also means to grow, right? Because either way, the common denominator would be to extend from one to the other. So Mai Dehadin Shiluach Ribuyehu Dichsev, as Pasuk says in Yerushim, Shlachayich Pardes Rimonim. That those, it's a very beautiful pasuk. The way that the Gemara is interpreting it, that those who are your offspring, who come from you, should grow like the orchards of pomegranates. So, Ema, midi diavure, maybe it means something that's passing. Right? Or shlach lach mecha, as we say. So, Tana para para, yalef ksiv hacha, kadoshia gadol para, that he's going to grow his hair, which means at least for 30 days, stan azir shoshim yom ksiv hasam. Gabe koin hedjod ufera lo yishalechu, that they shall not send, so to speak, their hair. Viba yisema haishalech mayim nami riboyhu. Maybe when we talk about shlach in the context of mayim, that also means to let sort of grow. The chadmashkin le maya lefere viravi. What it means is that the waters should be expansive, like the same way we talk about, you know, the kinneret rising, as it were. So sometimes that can mean, you know, growth in terms of water in its own right. Okay, so Hare Leitziporin Reb Meir Omer Nazir. Now I just want to stress here how strange the view is on its face. There are two different kinds of korbanos that the Nazir can be involved in. A successful Nazir will have a chatas and ola and ishlamim, right, in all animals. An unsuccessful Nazir will have a very different korban that would include birds, echad l'chatas v'echad l'ola, as well as an asham for failing to complete his nazirus. And when I say failing, I'm not making a value judgment, because it could be be'ones. So it's a very strange thing. Why would we assume that shteit tziporim, a person says, oh, I'd like to bring tziporim, it would be one thing if the successful Nazir brought Zippor, right? That would still be a Chiddush. Because how do we know that he's just not making a Nedava, right? Or a Neder that involves birds. But the idea that the person says birds, and that's only a Karban that's involved with, you know, failed Nazirus, is a Chiddush within a Chiddush, if you will. So the Gemara says, my time of the mayor. So the Gemara is going to assume here that first Tziporim might be related to the term Tziparnayim, nails. So I'm Reish Lakit, Tziporim Smuch Neseir, Kibel Abdechsev, Ad De Sa'are Kanishrin Rabba V'Tifrui Kitzifrin. A pasuk in Daniel, which speaks about hair in the same context as nails. By the way, we don't have this only in Sefer Daniel, but there's a famous context in the Torah that we all, you know, recall, where we talk about the relationship between hair and nails, which is the Eshes Yifas Torah, right? The pasuk says that V'gilcha es rosha V'asesa es tziporneh, machlokes between Rashi and the Ramban. Does she cut her nails or specifically let her nails grow? What's considered to be the more attractive or less attractive, as the case may be, one. So Rameir Savra Mitpas Inches Vimidi the Samichlei, a top line of Gimel and Beis. The Rabbanan Savri, Lo Mitpas Inish Vimidi the Samichlei. That the issue is one of formulation. We all agree that in the Pasuk, nails can be associated with hair. So do we say that, you know, using something which is relatively close in a pasuk is midi de mitpis. That's enough for a formulation of the dharm. So Rabbi Yochanan says that's really not what's going on here. We're not talking about siporim, milashon sipornayim. Rabbi Yochanan amar dechulei ama lo mitpis. Elahayin etam derameir dechayshinan shema tzipori nazir tameh kibil halav. So Rabbi Yochanan says what we've been talking about since yesterday, that maybe when he referenced birds, he was talking about the birds of the failed Nazirus, which again is like a very strange thing. Why would we assume that when he's referring to birds, he's not just offering birds as a regular korban? He's talking about, I'm going to become a Nazir, and if I fail, I'll bring the Tziporim. You really have to think that, you know, like it's like a hammer thinks everything is a nail. It's like Maseches Nazir, you think everything is Nazirus. You really have to come from a Nazirus vantage point to even begin to contemplate that. So the Gemara is, you know, that's kind of an amazing thing. Shema tzipari nazir tamei kibel alav. So mechti chayshinan ka'amar. Dilma tzipari nidamba kibel alav. It's just a person is volunteering. In Cain, harele ken mi ba'ele. He wouldn't have said tzipari, he should have just said a pair. V'dilma harele tzipari mitzora ka'amar. Right? Maybe he wants to take responsibility for the karban that a mitzora brings. V'yom tahora. So the beginning of Parashas Mitzora. Zos tiyataras mitzora. V'yom tahora. So v'uval kohen. Nazir over alav, right? The Gemara says if there was a Nazir walking in front of him, that seems to be, you know, the catch-all answer, then he's probably not referring to the Mitzorah. But Dilma Nazir Tamei, well, the Fotro mean Karbonosav Ka'amar. So the Gemara says, well, maybe the situation is there's a guy that you know, he was a Nazir, and then somebody passed away, right, in the same room as him. So now this guy's Nazirus collapsed, and he's going to have to bring this Tziporim. And again, I can't stress it enough, this is an enormous chiddush that anybody would have the idea that he was the Nazir, but I'm going to bring his korbanos. Again, that really highlights the kadshim aspect of Nazirus, that a person could think that they could just step into the shoes, so to speak, of a Nazir, successful or failed, for the purposes of bringing the korban. So the Gemara makes an okimta and says, no, that's not the case that we're dealing with. We're dealing with a case of a Nazir tahor over Lefanav. So again, what's the nekudas hamachlokes then between Reb Meir and the Rabbanan? My benayu ki benayu ki gon to amar tziporin hasmuchin l'seyar alai. Okay, that if he says specifically the tziporin which are smuchin l'seyar, the Rabbi Yochanan avagav them rahachi nazir over Lefanav in ilolo. According to Rabbi Yochanan, you really need what Shmuel had suggested before, this overwhelming circumstantial evidence that he had in mind to become a nazir. The Reish Lakish avagav de nazir over Lefanav. According to Reish Lakish, even if a Nazir is not walking in front of him, right, the idea that Rabbi Meir and the Rabbanan are talking about is mitpis inish b'midi d'samech leiv, is how far, basically, is the outer boundary of Yados. Do we say that Yados, the Darim, or Nazirus in this case, can go as far as saying, you didn't even refer to hair at all, but you referred to something which is, like, close to hair, you know, nails, and that's going to be enough. So that would be the position of Reish Lakish, which we, of course, don't accept the halacha. Okay, so V'atanya Omer Yamin Harezo Shvua. Well, a person who says that the word Yamin is a Lashon Shvua in its own right. My time, Lav Mishum Dechsiv, is not because the Pasuk says, V'yarom Yamino Usmolo El Hashamayim V'yishava B'chei Ha'ulam. So he lifted up his right hand and his left hand stretched out towards the heavens, and he took an oath, right, in the name of God. So Imri, lo, mishum de yamin gufe ikri shvua. We know that the yamin itself is actually called the shvua, irrespective of the pasuk in Daniel. The tani minayin la omer yamin chi shvua shnemar, so the pasuk in Ishaya instead, nishba shem biyamino, that God takes a shvua, kaviyachal, on his right hand, right? God doesn't have a body, but, you know, dibur Torah b'lashon b'nei Adam here, that God swears with his right hand, and minayin la omer smol, shehi shvua shnemar uvizroa, Uzo, right? So as opposed to the Yamino, Yad Chazaka, Uvizroa Netuya, and there's all kinds of discussion. How do we know that it's Roa? Maybe it's because of Tfilin, but that it would imply the left hand. So again, the word Yamin itself, right, explicitly refers to a Shvuah. It's not Midi Desamechle. It doesn't support this view of Reish Lakish. So again, it seems like Reish Lakish is Nidche in the Gemara, that we don't subscribe to the idea of Mat Besinish B'Midi Okay, so we went through all the different formulations, whether it was misalsel, whether it was mechalkel, and what we really learned, you know, consistently, just to distill this subject down, is it's true that yados naziros kenaziros, but hafla'a really, in a certain sense, pardon the expression, has the last word. Because these expressions, which are inherently ambiguous, have to be supported by contextual cues. Such as Hare Nazir Over Lefanav, Hareza Tafos Bisaro. So it's absolutely true, please don't misunderstand me, that the formulation is what gets you to be a Nazir. The fact that a Nazir walked in front of me doesn't make me a Nazir. I need to say something. It's necessary, but it's not sufficient. I want to emphasize it. It's necessary, but it's not sufficient, because I would really not know how to interpret such an ambiguous formulation. Misalsel. Michalkel, ahead. So these kinds of formulations are ambiguous. And so the contextual information becomes very, very important in terms of determining what exactly this person had in mind at the moment that he gave his hafla that he formulated here. Okay, so what we're really doing is we're using a kind of a conjunction of hafla, of dibur, with other contextual behavioral information that's going on at the same time, so as to help us understand what this person meant when they gave their formulation. Again, it's all chiddush. You could have imagined very easily, that's part of what the Gemara means when it says that there's a certain chavivus. You could have imagined the world that said, look, unless you say these words, you're not a nazir. We don't care if there are 10 nazir walking in front of you. We don't care if you've, you know, had your hands on your head for 10 minutes. It's too ambiguous for us, and we're not exactly in favor of the institution anyway. You could have imagined such a thing. So again, that's why the Gemara says it's a chiddush. There's a chavivos that we have associated, that the world of hafla'a, a world which is so dependent on speech, can include ambiguous forms of speech as well. Okay, so let me just... Martin.
Does the formulation always have to refer to the beginning of that person's nazirus, or can it refer to the end? Maybe he likes the bold look.
Right, so that's what Rabbi Meir seems to be getting at, because Rabbi Meir refers to not only the end of nazirus, but remember, the end of failed nazirus. So, right, referring to the korban itself, which is, you know, very strange. It doesn't refer to any aspect of the observance of nazirus. So that question is actually really a perfect segue to the next Mishnah, so let me just introduce it. We all know that there are three distinctive dimensions of the Neder Nazir, and they all, in principle, come together. There's the element is Mikol Asher Yasa Migefen Hayayin, five Yisurei Doraisa in the Torah is counted by the Rambam, just relating to Yayin and Yayin products, and the pits of wine, Mechar Tzanim, V'Adzag, and the skins of wine itself. So that's one whole complex. The second complex, it has to deal with the Seyar, with the growth of the hair. And the third, in terms of Tumas Mace. Now, generally, we assume that it's a package deal, but Tosfos points out here is that part of what's in the background of this Mishnah that we're going to see the debate in just a moment is the idea of Nizirus Shimshon. Okay? Sometimes people remember this from Hataras Nadarim every single year, it's in the parentheses. Nazirus Shimshon. So Nazirus of Shimshon included Yayin. Famously, it included his hair, right? That's what everybody knows, the Delilah story, okay? But Shimshon, probably nobody was in contact with more dead bodies than Shimshon, right? His whole life is... there is a severability there that's built into the process. But when a person becomes a Nazir, obviously we're not talking about an explicit appeal to Nazirus Shimshon, we would assume that it goes and includes everything. But if the formulation is narrower, is it possible for us to say this person is only taking on an aspect of Naziris, let's say Yayin, and not Seyar and Mace? Or, in the case of the Mishnah, as we'll see, maybe only certain aspects of Naziris as they apply to Yayin. Maybe a person says, you know what, I'm all in favor of wine. You know what I'm not in favor of? Grape pits. So he says, you know, Hareni Nazir Mechartzanim. You know what I really don't like? Grape skins. Hareni Nazir Mizogin. Okay? So that's going to be the question of the Mishnah. How much severability is there within the categories of Naziris? Hareni Nazir Min Hachartzanim. Again, the pits of the grapes. Umin HaZogin. Right? Zogin are the skins of the grapes. Umin HaTiklachas. A person says, simply from cutting my hair, Umin HaToma. Now the other dimension, the final dimension of Tumas Meis, Harez and Nazir. So we say, once you're in, V'chol Dikduke Naziris Alav. So once you're in, you cross the threshold, and you're Nazir for all purposes. Masnis Nisit Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon disagreed with this. The Tanya Rabbi Shimon Omer, Nochayev Ad Sheyidar Mikulam. Rabbi Shimon says, you have to have all of them referenced. Rabbi Anamri, Afilu No Nazir, Alav Bechad Min Honevi Nazir. So my time to Rabbi Shimon Omer Kra, the Pasuk says, inclusively, Mikol Asher Yaseh, Migefen Hayayin, Mechartzanim Ve'atzag. It has to be all inclusive. Right? It's not going to be a Neder Nazir, Lechatzayin. Okay? V'rabban, in my time, Amar Kra, Miyayin V'sheichar Yazir. Even if you only take the formulation from wine, it really includes everything. You just have to hit one of the implicated areas, and then it spreads, right? You know, almost the reverse of what we saw at the end of the Darim. Neder Shehutar Miksasa Hutar Kulo. It's a package deal in terms of unwinding it. Or we talked about Edus Shebatla Miksasa Batla Kula. So here you have, in the world of Naziros, right, the rabbis are saying is once you've crossed the threshold, you've crossed the threshold. Okay. Homi Bayale Lasar Yain Mitzvah.
It's spread involuntarily.
Right, correct.
You only meant to do one section.
By definition, okay. Right, exactly. You're in, you're in. Okay. So the Gemara says, well, according to Rabbi Shimon, Nami Aksib Miyayin V'Sheichar Yazir, right? What about that pasuk, which sounds like it's only, you know, specific dimensions, and that would be enough. So Mibayale Lasar Yain Mitzvah. So that pasuk indicates that a neder nazir can be inclusive of yayin, which is associated with mitzvos, right? Just like yayin, which would not be associated with mitzvos. So what would those be? Mahi kedushasa ve'avdalasa, yayin for kiddush and for havdalah. Okay, so this became a very controversial line because, you know, you would say, like, how can a person, right, take his neder, you know, against that which is exposed in the Torah? Hari Mushba Omed Alav Mehar Sinai, right? Top line of Dalit Amr Alav. So this line caused a great degree of controversy. First of all, we talked about in Masachas Nedarim the idea of Shavuos, which are Gavra oriented, being subject to Mushba V'Omed Mehar Sinai, but Nedarim, which are Chafza oriented, maybe not. So the entire relevance of the conversation is in question. But the real action here is a machlokes between Rashi and his grandson, Rabbeinu Tam, with respect to, you know, what exactly the line in the Gemara is supposed to mean. Because we all know that on a d'oraisa level, right, the Torah says, Zachar Siyam HaShabbos L'Kadsho, on a d'oraisa level, wine is not required. What do you mean, you know, that this is a neder that would be explicitly against the Torah, right? So Rashi says, yeah, because Pasuk says, Zachar Siyam HaShabbos L'Kadsho. And it's true, the Rambam says that it includes Kiddush as well as Avdalah, which is a big machlokas. The Balei Tosfos and the Rush don't like that idea at all. The Rambam says it's Zachras Yom HaShabbos HaKadosh, means you say things Bechnisaso V'Yitziaso, you bookend the day by saying how special it really is. The other Rishonim don't necessarily agree that Avdalah is part of the Daraisa framework. But either way, to say that wine is part of the Daraisa framework, so Rabbeinu Tam rereads this line. He says, I can't accept my grandfather's interpretation that, you know, this Naziris would come at the expense of something that's written in the Torah. He reads it exactly in the opposite way. That it's a bitmiya, it's a question. What are these things really required by the Torah? Is it as if Yayin for Kiddush and Havdalah, right, is Mushva Ve'omed Mehar Sinai? Of course not. Right? Why would Rabbi Shimon say, you need a special pasuk to tell me that I can take a nether Nazir against Yayin, Kiddush, and Havdalah? It's only a Dinder Rabbanan anyway. So that's the position of Rabbeinu Tam. The Rush quotes that as well. So how can we answer for Rashi? Just the last point that we'll cover before we wrap up. What did Rashi mean? So obviously what Rashi understood that Yayin, with respect to Kiddush and Havdalah, was certainly not a din d'oraisa. But it's part of a d'oraisa structure. Very often in the Rambam we'll see this with respect to the formulation of Divrei Sofrim. Okay? So what's really being suggested by Rashi is maybe the principle that one can't take certain kinds of shvuos, and maybe even nedarim in certain contexts, against Torah obligations includes rabbinic aspects of Torah obligations. So even if yayin is really a din derabanan, that's part of a d'oraisa framework, your neder cannot compromise even rabbinic aspects of Torah obligations. That's a major chiddush in the world of Mushra v'Yom Yom Sinai, machlokes between Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam. Okay, so what we saw today is basically the following. Yados nedarim, yados nezirus, kinedarim, kinezirus, it's all true, but it really has to be supported by contextual evidence, whether it's nazir over lefanav, whether it's misalsel abisa'aro, so the hafla is necessary, but it's not sufficient. That's a very, really very, very critical idea that we see come up time and again in the Gemara. We had a machlokes Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. In theory, when a person formulates something, can you be mitpas? Is it chal b'midi desamichle? Even if you refer to something which is near to a pasuk, right? And it seems like we thought that was a bridge too far. That was like an outer boundary beyond what we're comfortable saying. Reish Lakish thought possibly we don't accept that. The Rabbanan dispute Rabbi Meir in that regard. And then finally, we talked about the idea of Nazirus as a package deal. We already know, as Tosos notes on background, that it's not always a package deal, because we have the model of Nazirus Shimshon. But that might be sort of an exception, that normally really is a package deal, but we know from Tanakh that there can be Nazirus, which is Lechatzain, where you sever out Tumas Meis. But let's say I only refer to one type of grape product. Does that diffuse to all grape products? Or can that stay localized? That would be Machlokas between Rabbi Shimon and the Chachamim. And then, of course, we got into the issue that we just dealt with, which is a question of Mushba v'Omeid Mehar Sinai. Okay, so God willing, we shall pick it up tomorrow on the top of Dalet Amnon.